Welcome to WP Coffee Talk. Thank you to all of our sponsors, and especially to our espresso level sponsors, Helix Managed WordPress Hosting, for both their sponsorship and for hosting our site, and to Expander Digital for both their sponsorship and providing SEO services to us. Now enjoy the episode. Welcome to this episode of WP Coffee Talk. I am excited to introduce people all the time, of course, to the WordPress community and introduce the WordPress community to them. So today it's my pleasure to introduce you. Now, I haven't asked you how to pronounce your name. I usually do that. I'm going to guess it's Vito Peleg.
Yeah, well, it's like Peleg, like the Peleg.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. I was close. It's really nice to meet you. I always tell people how I know people, and I know you through Twitter. So you and I connected through Twitter.
Yes.
And you have a product that I'm excited to talk about in a little while too, called WP Feedback. Right. And I didn't really know what it was. And I was speaking at WordCamp at Niagara a few weekends ago. And one of the lead organizers uses it with her customers and her clients. And she pulled it up on her phone and showed me on mobile how nice it was. And I was just like, wow, if I was still freelancing and building websites, that is exactly what I would want to use. So we're going to talk about that in a little while. But first, why don't you tell everybody who you are, a little bit about yourself and what you do.
So my name is Vito, and I have a product called WP Feedback. I'm the founder, which is basically a communication tool that helps WordPress professionals, freelancers, and agencies communicate with their customers in a visual way, in a way that makes sense both for the customer and the developer.
And it gets rid of all of those back and forth emails and wondering which email came second or last, or, you know, using a tool like Google Docs, where you're not sure when the last one was updated, if somebody wiped out something that you had written. So it's brilliant. So I'm excited to help you tell the story about that. But first, I saw a glimpse of it just then, but show us your mug and tell us about it a little bit.
All right. So I have my Kiss mug here. And well, I just got this while we were actually on tour. I used to play in a band, and we've been on, and while we were on tour, we stopped in Belgium, I think it was, for this one. And I got this mug, so it's just kind of like a nice...
So now I know you want to party every night, right? Rock and roll all night and party every day.
Now I got a little older, you know, now it's 9 p.m. I'm already almost fine.
Exactly. And you're drinking tea tonight, is that correct?
Yes. Some peppermint tea, brown sugar, that's all you need.
Very nice. Well, I have my WordCamp Hamilton mug.
Oh, so nice.
This, I think, is the one from last year. There's no date on it. I think this is, actually, I don't know. It's either last year's or this year's. I spoke both years. And I'm drinking, my daughter turned me on to turmeric and the health benefits of turmeric. And so this tea is a turmeric chai tea with some honey in it that's already, all I have to do is add the tea bag, and I can actually get several cups of tea off of it. So that's what I'm drinking this evening, because I don't want to be awake all night either. So very good. So tell us, how did you get started with WordPress?
It actually did start when I was touring the world with a band. It was doing pretty well, but we're still dead broke. So I started building websites literally from the back of the van while we were still on the road. That was my first experience selling websites. I already dabbled with it for years before that, since GeoCities, when I was like 14 years old. But then once the band split up, I kind of like started growing this back van business into an agency. Within the first year, we got to six figures with a new agency. Within 3 years, I already had a team of 12 guys. And through the experiences of growing the business and experiencing like rapid growth compared to most, it was pretty clear that client communications was a huge problem for us, and a huge issue to train the team on how to do it properly. You know, when you do it on your own, fine. You can handle people sending you messages on WhatsApp and on Facebook. But when there's a team, everything has to be systemized, has to be organized. So that's when we created WP Feedback as a way of solving our own problem. It was awesome. So we released it out, and it was just crazy from there.
That's fantastic. So it started with building websites in the back of a van. That's the first time anybody has told me that story. So that's wonderful. I love that. There's all kinds. Everybody has a different origin story. Mine had to do with spaghetti. Yours has to do with in the back of a van. I love it. Someday maybe there'll be a movie about the way you did that. And that would be fun to watch. What's something that you think people don't focus enough attention on or skip over when they're building websites that would make their websites stronger and better for their end user?
So I think that, like, we can tackle this from all kinds of ways, because there's I have really strong opinions about all kinds of points around the process. But if we look at this, let's say, from the communications actually point of view, things are often done wrong. And this is what's causing like a huge pain for all of us, you know, when we're building websites. And I've been there for a couple of years trying to figure this out. Like you said, with all of these Word documents and emails, a lot of this kind of stuff. And basically not realizing that the reality of the client is different from our reality and how we perceive a website compared to how they look at it. You know, I like to say that when we see a website after you're doing something for a while, you look at a website and you're not just seeing it, you're seeing the margins, you're seeing like the layout, you're seeing the color, the color kind of scheme, and you're seeing the small bits, you're seeing the matrix basically. And when a client looks at the website, all he sees like is a rectangle screen with some text on it and the colors. That's it, pretty much. So it's not a bad thing. They have their own thing, you know, that we don't know anything about. But just realizing that this is their reality, and not necessarily that they're sitting in front of a computer facing these websites. They don't see the small stuff, or even if they do pick on the small stuff, maybe it's because they can't see the bigger picture behind the stuff. So just realizing that difference in perception, I think, can really make a project great when you're building something for clients specifically.
That makes sense. When I was freelancing, I would talk to my clients and they would say, "I want my site to be this," and I would say, "Well, that sounds beautiful, but that would sell to you, but you already own the business. So how would you that might not be the way that your customers would interact with your site." For example, there's three people that interact with the site, right? There's the builder, there's the owner, and then there's the site user. And so there's three very different perspectives.
I agree. So, you used to say that all the time to clients, like, the website is not for me and it's not for you. It's for your customers, for your potential customers. And it's hard to convey this at some point, like to get them to see it from this perspective, because sometimes, especially when you start things off, you get the clients that bring in the wife, you know, to have a look, or, you know, the neighbor from next door, you know, come, I have some notes for my neighbor, you know. But actually, as you grow and as you start with businesses that have teams, then things become like a little more detached from emotion from these things, which is also something to really interesting to consider when choosing the target audience that you're working with.
Mm-hmm. And it isn't always about aesthetics. I often, when I talk to my local meetup, I always say things like, if you think about one of the biggest websites that you use on a regular basis, I'm guessing it was used on a regular basis, aesthetically, there's nothing to it. So if you go to Amazon.com, they have put so much psychology into the way that their site is used. Their menus, the way the menus are laid out, the way your account is laid out, the way you search for information, the grid that they fill that information into.
And so, a million times, A/B tested.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's still changing. So you don't realize necessarily, because they don't do an overhaul, but they're constantly tweaking it. So the Amazon that you look at today is not the Amazon you would have seen 5 years ago.
Right.
But we don't even notice that it's changed that little bit. So, yeah. So it's crazy. It's definitely crazy the way things, the perception has a lot to do with it, for sure.
Yeah, I agree.
As you've progressed in your WordPress journey, what's something that you learned later that you wish you'd learned earlier that would have made your life a little bit easier had you been aware of it sooner?
I think it was managed WP, if we're talking WordPress. Specifically, like having the tool to manage all of the sites, that was really like a game-changing kind of like a perspective for me. Also, I think the realization of when I first started, I was kind of choosing themes based on the project, based on the thing. And I think a lot of people start like that. But once I found mine, you know, like the one that I like to work, and I just use that for all the projects and created through the theme as a tool rather than as a design scheme, you know, then things became a lot easier to manage in the long run, you know, with themes that are going in and out and all this kind of stuff. Yeah, I think these are kind of like main two things that I would definitely do differently. Choose that a lot earlier.
The earliest sites that I built were before we even had cell phones that were smartphones, right? So my little flip phone or whatever. So there was no such thing as building for mobile responsiveness and those kinds of things. So some of what you talk about, the themes and things like that, some of that has really become about in the last few years, where it really is something that we can take ownership of and really make different for every client.
I agree.
The way that themes are built,
It was like that, 2013. At the beginning, it wasn't really, the themes weren't as flexible and you didn't really have code builders and stuff like that. So yeah, maybe that's why.
Yeah,
but now do that, you know, just go ahead. Yeah. Learn a page builder, go for Elementor or something like that, and just, you know, master the hell out of this.
Exactly. I love that. Master the hell out of it. I think that will be the quote when I post this this video. What are some of your favorite WordCamp or meetup experiences that you've had that really made a difference for you in the way that you work through WordPress and view the community?
Right. So I was actually a fly on the wall for years. So I was kind of like member of like Facebook groups and stuff like that when I needed to get advice or help other people as I was, you know, just working around. But I wasn't aware that there were any like WordCamps or these kind of stuff. I don't know why. As I was working up with the agency and I needed to start recruiting people, I started hearing about it. I started looking for places where there are WordPress people, you know? Mm-hmm. So I looked at it first from that point of view, coming there to learn from the community and all of these kind of stuff, which was incredible. Realizing that I wasn't really alone in this thing, you know, cause you're just sitting on your own. Even as a agency owner, you're alone most of the day, you know, even if there's people around you.
Yeah.
So that really helped, like just realizing that there is a community and there is kind of like a place that we can all hang out and talk about, geek out about stuff like that. But I think that my best experience was when I started marketing this product, because when I just had this idea, we had WordCamp coming to London. It was like WordCamp London just this April, just 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, like, I set a deadline that we have like 3 weeks to create something that is worth showing, you know, and so I can just walk around with the iPad and see if people are like into this thing. And we created something really, really scrappy, you know, but it worked. And I just went there and started like showing this to all kinds of people. At first, I was thinking of just trying to approach one developer at a time, or, you know, just show them and maybe if they want it for their own agency. But there was this one talk by a lady called Rados. She's the partnership manager of SiteGround. She's good. I've seen her in a lot of the camps since. And she had a really interesting talk about partnerships and looking for the stairway to heaven, for this one partnership that is just going to put you on a different realm of reality rather than finding people one at a time, or find clients essentially one at a time. Just creating something that will just create a constant flow of users or clients your way. So that really resonated with me, and I took that like crazy, you know, from that point on. Doing that talk, right, like really energized from this thing, I went out and I spoke to the CEO of Codable.io, which is, I got to know the guys, and really great guys, through just approaching them at WordCamp, approaching Per at WordCamp and showing them my new plugin and stuff. Now we're partners. That's how I got to know GoDaddy, and we partnered up around this. Later on at WordCamp Europe in Berlin, when I went over there, that was the entire game, to try and look at this from this kind of point of view. How can I just meet as many people as I can that's walked my journey, and I can try and get a glimpse into what's going to happen in a few years, or how things can pan out, how can we do stuff together. Incredible. So from that point, I've gone to loads of camps. I've just been to one last week in Dublin, and I'm coming this week to the US. Mm-hmm. I'm going to the Asia one in Thailand. Yeah, I'm just hooked on it now.
I love it. I love it. I became hooked on the WordPress community a long time ago, and I don't even have anything I'm selling to the WordPress community, much less contributing to the community by being an organizer, speaker, things like that. But it's very exciting, and it's very it's encouraging to know. I had no idea that you literally just thought of this product earlier this year, and now you're sponsoring major WordCamps, and people are buying it and using it all over, and I'm seeing it like somebody saying, "Oh, you have to see this thing," you know.
Amazing.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Crazy. We just started in April. Like we launched 5 months ago today. Now it's the 28th of October. We launched 5 months ago. On the first month, it was just insane. We were the first plugin by a new company to reach six figures on the first month. And it's just been growing like crazy. It's just a crazy ride.
Absolutely. Well, you know, if it can happen in any, you know, community, then WordPress would be the right place to have it happen. Definitely. For sure. Definitely. So tell us a little bit about exactly how the plugin works for people who purchase it from you. Is there a free version? Is it just a premium model? Tell us a little bit more about it.
Right. So it is a premium product. And it's basically a plugin that is integrated into a dashboard that allows you to have all of your network of websites in one place, so you can manage all your communications from that central dashboard. But the plugin is installed on the website, and you and the client can basically click any element within the page, and it binds a little sticker to the div. That's the essence of it. The point behind it is to get to understand, again, if we're talking about that reality of the client, the best thing that ever worked for us is having the client next to us, pointing at the screen and telling me, change this, do that, do this.
Right.
So we try to take this process and bring this into the website itself, as well as trying to get the web developers to understand that instead of sending the client elsewhere, you know, into a Word document or to a project management system or anywhere else, this is kind of weird that we do that. You know, we never send them to what they bought, you know. So I want to kind of like bring that in, because once the customer really understands what he has in his end, and WordPress is an amazing platform that is like can be expanded forever. So once they understand the value of this, it really creates a lot of additional work for the developers and stuff like that. The idea is to manage all of the communications from one place in a way that makes sense for both sides. And while you have the problem, all you do is just click the link in there. It takes you to the website, logs you in automatically, scrolls down to the page where the problem is, and just pops it open, so you know exactly what you need to talk about, collecting the screen size, all of this technical information. So yeah, just taking away all of the guessing out of the game.
So every little area is basically a little back and forth. Every sticker is a back and forth between the designer or the developer and the end user, or the purchaser, I should say.
It's a little conversation that they have there.
Yeah.
About the element. So you can, instead of saying like, you know, on the about page, on the third section, there is the second paragraph that has a misprint, or I need it in a different font size, right?
Yeah.
Instead of that, you just put it there and says, make it bigger. That's
so, it's similar in how Google Docs works if you're sharing a Google Doc and working on the document, as opposed to using the document to try to describe something else. So if two people are working on a Google document, you can add comments and you can have those conversations back and forth. So that's what this does for your
exactly.
WordPress website.
I took a lot of inspiration from Google Docs. Like that's that was a great kind of use case of visual feedback. That's the kind of like the category that we're talking about here. There are a few others that did it before as well. So like on PDFs, you have it inside the inside Acrobat Reader. You can do like annotate the PDF. And Envision did that. Envision app is like a massive tool. But the problem is that it was always external. So you had to take like screenshots and upload the screenshots. And then if you have, it's not mobile proof, you know, so you need to kind of like upload screenshots of every breakpoint, and it's just a pain. So it just makes a lot of sense just bringing it all in and using visual feedback, because that's the you know, that's the right way to communicate. Like emails is it's just like a manual process of this, you know. I even tried to look at this from a point that, you know, we were building websites before we had Elementor, before we had like page builders and stuff like that. We actually wrote HTML and CSS to build a page, right?
Right.
So that's the manual way. Now we don't need to do that anymore. And I believe that our communications are in the same place, you know, using emails, spreadsheets, it's totally manual. So just taking that and bringing it to 2020 where it's supposed to be.
So it actually helps your customer feel more collaborative as part of the effort too. So they're not just telling you feedback. They're actually on the site sharing information back and forth. And it perhaps helps them feel like they're part of the whole process as well.
That's true. But it's also a great way to create boundaries, you know, through this thing. Because they collaborate within the website, then you can clear out all of these other channels and this is the way we talk. You go in there, you tell me what you need, and I'm there, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because when I was freelancing, I would have people text me, call me, email me, Facebook message me, tweet me. It's like I didn't want to manage six different communication channels for one person. So this was beautiful.
Yeah, it's crazy. And when I was freelancing, it was annoying. But when I had 50 of these people, you know, trying to contact me for all kinds of different ways, then it was just unbearable.
You can't juggle that much. That's right. Well, congratulations. It looks like a really good product. And not only are you coming to WordCamp US, but I believe you're a sponsor at WordCamp US as well.
I'm sponsoring. So. Now, like I'm doing a lot of collaborative stuff. So we're sponsoring this one. We're sponsoring the Asia one as well, where I'm bringing my whole team there. I was speaking on a few of them. I was speaking in Brighton, speaking in Dublin. Hopefully there'll be a few more as well this year or the next year. I'm trying to take a lot more active role in the community that basically gave me a career, gave me you know, amazing group of friends. That WordCamp has become more of a hangout for us than anything else.
So many people say you can always listen to the talks on WordPress TV. The hallway track is where you want to be. But do both, because nobody wants to speak to an empty room.
That's true. You know, there are some interesting talks, but like I try to catch a few at least. But yeah, most of my time is outside, you know, just meeting people, basically.
Yeah, doing all that networking. That's great. Fantastic. So let me move into my rapid fire questions and see what some of your answers may be for these. So take as much time as you want to discuss them. And I'm looking forward to seeing what your answers may be. Okay. So what are two or three must-have plugins that you would recommend to someone building their own website?
Building their own website or building for others?
Either way.
Okay. For others, I would recommend Toolset for sure. I love this tool. And Gravity Forms. These are the two kind of like things that I think are a must.
Yeah, those are good ones. Definitely you want to have, I think you should also have perhaps a backup plugin so that you're not only relying on your host.
I agree.
Have that as well.
Like, with that, we integrated into that managed WP or main WP. You know, there's a few of these guys. Mm-hmm. And yeah, all of the stuff is being managed from there. But it's a must, you know. It's crazy how many times a backup saved us.
Yeah, and how many times when I ask people, like, what's your biggest WordPress mistake, which is that question is coming up later, the answer is, I didn't back up and I lost a site. So you never know what could be happening next. And I've had a situation once, a local, a dentist office here in my town. I didn't build their website, but I was on the Chamber of Commerce and they found me because they knew I did WordPress and said, we've been hacked. Can you help us? I said, well, I can see what I can do. I was actually in Chicago at my cousin's wedding. So I took half a day to try to help them. And the first thing I did was go to their GoDaddy account and try to run the 30-day backup.
Yeah.
But the 30-day backup was also hacked. So it had been sitting in wait, and there's nothing on the server older than 30 days. Right. So I had to go through and clean up a lot of files and do all of that work for them. But had they been running backups, that would have been a very different experience.
On a different server.
Yeah, because they weren't even blogging. So like they literally have a static site that doesn't change much, maybe once or twice a year. But oh well.
I know exactly the thing. I had this time, it was the first time I was taking a holiday after a couple of years. And my wife and I were going abroad. I don't remember where it was. But on my way to the airport, I get a call from a client that the website is down. I call back to the office and a new guy, he did something. He pushed an update or something, but it completely messed up the entire website. No backup. And it was a nightmare. I had to work from the airport to try and get it back and just restore the homepage at least. And yeah. Always get a backup.
Yeah. We all learned that one the hard way. It's absolutely worth it. And you can use a free.
People will never listen to us, right? It doesn't matter how much we're going to say it. They won't listen until it happens.
And the most important thing about backups is not to just leave the backup on the server, because if the server crashes, you're still out of luck. You need to have them in those three different places. So absolutely. At any point in your WordPress journey or your business journey, have you had a mentor? And who was it?
No, not really. I read a lot of books. I take a lot of courses. These are kind of my mentors. They like me to call them mentors, you know, these course gurus, you know. And I consider some of them, yeah, I guess so. But no one like, you know, actually that I sit with and ask stuff, you know. No.
So maybe one or two book titles that you think are worth sharing with others.
So a great one that really helped me with the launches and like just understand the even more on the business side, and it's an easy read and it's a great like actionable kind of plan, is the .com Secrets by Russell Brunson. Mm-hmm. And a great one that is really helped me when I was trying to figure out how to make this product sticky, which means that people just want to use it all the time. Is Hooked. I think it's Nireyal, I think his name is, that wrote this one. Amazing book for anyone creating products. You know, and a website is a product anyway, so you want to make that sticky as well, so people stick around and walk around the website and this kind of stuff. Amazing book to read.
Do you read books electronically or do you read books in print?
I get them in print and I listen to them while I read it, or else I lose,
That's great.
And I listen to it in the back, you know.
Very good. I almost read everything on my phone now. It's all right there.
Hold it upside down, though, you know.
That's great. I love it. Who's somebody that you admire in the WordPress community and why?
I really love the guys from Elementor. I think they did incredible, incredible work. And I got to know them really well over the past few months as well. What I really loved about it, about the way that they conduct business, you know, I'm talking about the, you know, about Ariel and Ben. Most people know Ben as the CMO. They look at the WordPress business like a massive SaaS company, you know, like Salesforce or like, like Wix does, looking at their platform. So I love that approach. I think that that if more product makers would have taken this approach about their own business, it wouldn't be so much a side hustle as people make it to be, because it doesn't need to be, you know, it is a full functioning SaaS company, you know. Mm-hmm. Looking at it from a real business point of view rather than a side business, I love the way that they're structured. I take a lot of inspiration from what I see from them.
That's great. It's always good to have somebody that you can look at and think they're doing a really good job and I can learn from them. Absolutely. What's something that you haven't learned yet in WordPress that you'd still like to tackle?
In WordPress? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I still haven't figured out Gutenberg, but I think I'm not the first one.
But what about business then? In business, what's something that you'd still like to learn?
So right now I'm really kind of like taking a lot of time to understand the more like grandeur of business structures. If we're talking about like looking at Elementor for inspiration, and I'm looking at Automattic for inspiration, you know, and companies that actually made this like 8 and 9 figure businesses, you know, out of these out of this stuff. I think there's loads of potential in the WordPress sphere to create like giants, if you will. So I'm looking a lot into that about, it's really boring, but it's like capital, you know, all of this kind of stuff, separating market value from capital value and, you know, like really deep, deep stuff that I can't believe I'm even talking about, you know. But
it's fun, the things that get us excited after a little while. Very different than from when we were children, for sure.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
So what is one of the biggest WordPress mistakes that you've ever made, and what did you learn from it?
I think I hired too early. I think that if people worry more about raising prices rather than growing a team, that will help create a more sustainable business. It worked out, you know, but it was a lot of headaches to figure it out after the fact, you know. Definitely. That's one thing that I would do differently. What else? Like I did the digital nomad thing for a while, you know, with the van and stuff. Doesn't work. That's that I learned as well. You know, when you tell the driver to stop at a McDonald's because you want to steal some Wi-Fi, you know that it's not a way to run a business. So that's another thing I would have done.
I drove myself to WordCamp US in 2017 in Nashville. And right. That from where I am in Rochester, New York, was about a 15-hour drive.
Okay.
And of course, because I was freelancing at the time, I was getting calls from and texts from clients. And so I probably could tell you at least 5 different places you could get Wi-Fi for sure between here and there, because I did the same thing.
Exactly. And you end up with Dawn Girls and stuff, you know, and nothing really works. You know, it's like sit at home, connected.
Exactly. To good Wi-Fi for sure. And secured Wi-Fi for sure. Exactly. So what's your proudest WordPress moment?
My proudest one, I think it was in Europe just this year at the WordCamp Europe. And it was it was just crazy 3 days, you know, like just meeting all these people. I thought it's going to take years to get to a point where these people actually talk to me, you know. Hi, Moni. And like it was like I was running on fumes by day 3, and it was like the after party after you know sleeping like 2-3 hours a night every night, and I was standing on my feet like 20 hours a day, and like at the after party Matt actually started walking around the party, you know. So I kind of went to him, and I was already kind of drunk a little bit as well. It was already allowed to really let loose, you know. So I was like, I put my arm around him and I told him, look at this, man, you changed all of our lives. And like, when I was saying this, it hit me as well. What happened throughout this weekend, what happened over the past few months. It was just like really emotional to see. And we just shook hands. I don't think he knew what the hell I was talking about, but for me, it was a really proud moment.
That's wonderful. What's that? Say that again.
I also took a selfie, you know, while I was doing it.
I have one of those as well. I think that mine is from 2015, maybe. WordCamp 2015. Yeah. What is... Yeah, that's wonderful. I love that. If you weren't working in web and web technologies at all, so you take all of that off the table, what's another career that you might like to try?
Maybe architecture.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's what I really wanted when I was a kid. You know, I had 2 uncles that's what they do. They have a really nice architecture kind of firm. And I remember seeing them doing these little models when I was a kid. It just looked like, because I was really into Legos and stuff. So it looked amazing that they have like high-tech Legos, you know.
Yeah.
So I want to be an architect. So I think, I think that's... That's definitely something I would, even though it's kind of the same, you build an agency, it's the same, it's design, just a different type of design, I guess.
It's different data structure as well. So when you're doing development, it's also data structure, but it's different kind of data, right?
True, yeah. That's true.
We can you have that engineering mind.
I guess, yeah.
What's something on your bucket list? You know the phrase bucket list, right?
Yes. Something on my bucket list, I don't know. I'm kind of like, I have goals that I set for myself, but it's not something like bucket list seems like something that you wouldn't, that you want to do, but you're not really doing, you know? And I don't think I have something like that. I just try to do what I want. I just try to do like to do as much as I can at it. So it actually pans out and works out. And I don't think I have something like that.
That's okay. Some people have said they want to like do skydiving and jump out of an airplane. Or I think somebody else said they want to fly.
But the thing is, that if I really wanted it, it would have happened, right? If you really want to skydive, just go and skydive. What's the problem?
Yeah. Well, I think for me, it would be fear. But for example, so one of the things on my bucket list is to deliver a TED Talk. Nice. And so the local, the TEDx talks here, I keep submitting because someday maybe they'll pick it up, right? So nice. It's not something I can just go do because somebody else has to say, okay, you can do that.
Yeah. So. But you can build it up. You're doing the WordCamp, you're speaking at WordCamps, doing some.
Yeah, exactly.
Building up to it. Yeah, that's the way.
Yeah, so who knows? Maybe someday it will happen.
I think you can take it off the bucket list and put it on the goals list and make it happen.
Well, see, for me, they're kind of the same, right? So I actually, on my bucket list was writing a book. And last year I published a book. So, it was a goal, but it was also a bucket list item because it was like a, maybe like a one-time type thing. It wasn't part of my work plan or that kind of thing. It was just something that I really wanted to do. So, nice. Yeah, so it was fun. Show us or tell us about a hidden talent that you have that people in the WordPress community might not know about you. Everybody has one.
I'm pretty out there with the stuff that I know what to do. I don't know. I snore really loud. That's not many people know.
your wife does though.
She knows really well. Maybe the neighbors as well.
And probably the guys you traveled in a van with.
Yes. Yes. That's when I found out.
When you wake up and the pillow's over your face, so you'll stop. That's great. Well, how can we find you and your business online? So maybe a Twitter account, website, things like that.
So you can find WP Feedback at wpfeedback.co. Mm-hmm. Or join our community on Facebook, which is WP Feedback Community. And on Twitter, it's actually Feedback WP because the other one was taken. And if you want to chat with me and kind of like reach out, either send a message through the website, I read them all, or just find me on LinkedIn under Vito Peleg.
That's wonderful. What else? Is there anything else you'd like to share with us before we sign off for the day?
First of all, it was really fun. And I'm really looking forward to meeting some of the guys. I don't know when this is going to be aired. But if before WordCamp in the US, come hit me up. I'm just going to walk around. And yeah, I'll be happy to meet everyone.
Very good. So this will probably be out before WordCamp Asia, but not before WordCamp US.
That's good. We'll have t-shirts by then.
Very good. Wonderful. Well, it was wonderful to meet you. Thank you so much for being here. And for anybody interested, check out WP Feedback. It's a really, really cool instrument to use. It's a good collaboration tool. Even if it's not with the customer, you can use it within your team as well. So instead of having to try to figure out how to annotate things for your own team. So it's a brilliant design, and I am super impressed with how quickly you've got it to market and how good it is in the short amount of time that you've developed it too. So way to go. Nice job. So thank you for being here. Enjoy the rest of your evening. I will not take up any more of your time, but we will see you at WordCamp US this week. And for everybody else, we'll see you at the next WP Coffee Talk.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
WP Coffee Talk with Michelle Frechette is a proud supporter of WP and Up, whose mission is to support, and promote positive mental health within the WordPress community. Visit their website at wpandup.org.